What do you do for the 4th of July when there's no fireworks because the desert's too dry?
No fireworks for you. Most of the cities all across the state have canceled. There's a few. There's a few.
I wouldn't take that risk. And I was an insurance agent. I wouldn't write the coverage claim for it either. Woo. It's just 1 year. We'll get a good rain shower eventually and be able to light them off again. I remember when Camelback burned, an area around there.
Mm-hmm.
Was that 90s?
Yep.
90s, yeah. Not worth it. And I know it's hard to miss out, but hey, I'd rather miss one firework show 1 year and not have to look at charred earth for
Amen.
How many years.
Amen. Have a great 4th of July this week. We're going to talk about some barbecue going on.
Yes, sir. And, you know, to be successful for 30 years on air, it is heavily dependent on our listeners. And we've got to have a win-win-win. And when they come through for us, you know, it's always a very humbling experience and helps keep the whole team motivated.
Yes.
And one example that our listeners have just really come to bat for us is we talk about the JAWS cleaning product. It's a Just Add Water, is what it stands for, JAWS, Just Add Water System. And it's a little concentrate you put in a bottle and with any water, and then that concentrate mixes with the water, and you've got a cleaning product. And the containers are used to are built to be used at least 22 times. So the amount of plastic is reduced. And for a while, they were in Bashes, then they went away. And so we didn't have it here. Well, they're back in Fries. And we know our listeners are using the product because they're calling us mad that Fries can't keep it stocked fast enough. Jen was on the phone last week with a caller for 10 minutes, aggravated, his closest Fries didn't have the window cleaner. We got him his window cleaner, though. And we brought the inventor and the formulator of this system online out of Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Bruce Yacko. We just love American stories and American success stories. And when you've got an idea and an entrepreneur that puts something together like that and brings it to the market and the market responds positively, it's just a, you know, what better American story going into 4th of July weekend than to share?
That's right. Clean it up for the family coming over.
Mr. Bruce?
Hey, good morning. How are you out there in Arizona?
Very good, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, we borrowed your 94-degree weather today in Toledo, Ohio, so thanks for sharing.
Hey, you can have as much of it as you need. We won't run out.
Oh, goodness. Well, nice to talk to you.
Well, y'all have four lines of cleaning products, and one particular, the glass cleaner we talked about, but y'all have an all-purpose one. It'd be great family barbecue coming up.
Oh, absolutely. The Wall Street Journal actually did a study on a number of different grill and countertop cleaners, and they said that the JAWS kitchen degreaser, which, as you say, is a reusable bottle, so it's in a heavy-duty bottle, and you simply refill the bottle with water when you're done with that first bottle, insert that cartridge, which is about the size of a roll of nickels, into the bottle, and when you tighten down on the cap, it releases the concentrate into the water, make your next bottle of the cleaner. But the way I do it, you know, is that when I get done with the grilling, and I'm going to do a lot of grilling. Actually, we have a little pool party this afternoon with our entire family as start of the celebration of the 4th of July week, and we'll grill. And using the grill cleaner and the kitchen degreaser on that grill the last time means that I have a perfectly clean grates to work on this time as we grill. And so the way that I use it is that you simply, when you get done with the grilling process, turn off the burner, and I spray it with the kitchen degreaser, wipe it down with a wet towel, and that grill is just ready to go the next time I go to clean or go to work with it. It works great on the outside of the grill, the inside of the grill, on stainless grills. It doesn't leave any residues. And like I said, the Wall Street Journal did a big study on them, and they said ours was the best that they had used in this application. So, like I say, you've got a lot of fun things going on this week. We have a lot to celebrate. We live in an awesome country. And having the ability to clean your countertops, cooktops, microwaves, grills, inside grills, and all those kinds of things is really nice to be able to use one product across that surface area. And Romy, you know that even if you have dark granite or marble surfaces, there's nothing in that product to attack the stone, attack the gloss of the stone. And 100 years from now, your granite's going to look as good as the day you put it in. And you're not going to leave any of those residues behind that you see with so many of the other cleaners. And, you know, we just got a lot of people in and out of the homes. We want our homes to look good and certainly don't want to see those unsightly residues that are left by so many cleaners used in that application.
It's the Just Add Water product, JAWS Cleaning Systems. They're teardrop-shaped, or water-drop-shaped, I should say, a bottle of cleaner that you can see at your local Fry's. That's inventor and founder, Mr. Bruce Yakko. Thank you for joining us from Toledo, Ohio, and congratulations on grandbaby number 5. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to enjoy those people today. And folks, remember, if you're not able to get to a Fry's or there's not any product in the stores, which they've done a great job at resupplying, but we're selling well in the store. So I thank all of you for your support and all that good stuff.
JAWS Online, JAWSCleansOnline.com.